This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We've got breaking news on Dr. Jill Biden. She has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no. Anyway.
14 FBI agents have come to our office. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on.
People are sick of all the baloney.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In my judgment, President Biden has stepped on every rake in the yard. He has mismanaged COVID, mismanaged the border, mismanaged Afghanistan, mismanaged the economy, mismanaged inflation, and forfeited America's energy independence.
But this time, I cannot fail. Ricks, my old arch enemy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. And I guess the question today, right out of the box, is if this thing, this raid last week at Mar-a-Lago was on the level, what's the big deal about releasing the search warrant affidavit in support of the raid, the search? What is the Fed's problem here? Why don't they? You know, if Donald Trump is so guilty, if he's guilty of, you know, keeping these nuclear secrets and CIA documents and aerial secret footage of nuclear plants in adversary nations, why don't the comrades and the fellow travelers in the deep state Justice Department and the FBI want to get this out to totally discredit and dust up Orange Man Bad once and for all? Why are they fighting tooth and nail to prevent from releasing the affidavit? I just don't get it. And why are they releasing all these lies to state media, state run media? You know, yesterday, of course, it came out early on that the FBI had confiscated his passports, which, by the way, they didn't list on the documents that they had grabbed. They listed the fact that they had grabbed the Roger Stone executive clemency petition. They listed the two binders of photographs. They listed the information re-president of France. But they didn't list the fact that they had stolen three of his passports. And so then later in the evening, there's an anchor cupcake on CBS, Nora O'Donnell. She's a newsreader. She has no connection to reporting whatsoever. Never did. Has ratings lower than whale excrement. She had to take a huge pay cut earlier this year to prevent from being fired. So she came out with this scorching tweet, this scoop. New. This is from Nora O'Donnell, the anchor cupcake from CBS. She has a somewhat lower ratings than the Cartoon Network. According to a DOJ official, the FBI is not in possession of former President Trump's passports.
Very fake news.
Trump had accused the FBI of stealing his three passports during the search for his Mar-a-Lago home. So that was what she reported. Then a few minutes later, there was a second tweet. We are also learning tonight that if any items not contained in the warrant were retrieved during the FBI search at Mar-a-Lago, they will be returned. Wait a second. So, if they're not in possession of the passports, how can they be returned? What's going on here? And then we have a later one. This is later tonight. A department, this is the same anchor cupcake. A Department of Justice official tells me, who thinks anyone called her? They called one of her producers, who's probably somebody from 60 Minutes who worked on some of the very fake news stories that 60 Minutes has been involved in. A Department of Justice official tells me passports belonging to former President Trump are not in the possession of the FBI and have been returned. Wait a second. So I thought they're not in possession, and he had accused them, but I guess he accused them correctly. How does the Justice Department return something that they didn't have? Is this just me? Am I not comprehending the English language?
To answer that question would jeopardize sources and methods.
I've got this. I've got the document here. It runs 13 pages. This is the response. You know, the news organizations want to get the search affidavit, or they say they want to get the search affidavit. I don't really think they do, but the feds had to respond to the motion, and now there's going to be a hearing, and it'll be in D.C. So you can assume it'll really be on the level. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I just highlighted some of it because it's just so ridiculous. There remain compelling reasons. The reasons are always compelling. They never list any non-compelling reasons, including to protect the integrity. That's a funny word to see in a Department of Justice brief, isn't it? The integrity of an ongoing law enforcement investigation that implicates national security that supports keeping the affidavit sealed. Disclosure of the search warrant affidavit, that's what, and Trump is demanding it. Trump is demanding, Trump is the subject or the target. He's the potential defendant, and he's demanding the release of the search warrant affidavit. And the feds, the cops are saying that would irreparably, this is another great word, irreparably harm the government's ongoing criminal investigation. The government has a compelling interest in the protection of a continuing law enforcement investigation because the release of the affidavit would reveal ongoing and future investigative efforts. You know, like calling up the one of the stenographers at the New York Times or the Washington Post and feeding them some more crap and some more nonsense, like the nuclear documents, the nuclear weapons documents. It would undermine agents' ability to collect evidence or obtain truthful testimony. Like the FBI is interested in truthful testimony. Yeah, that they falsified the warrant on, they falsified the FISA warrant on Carter Page because they were so interested in truthful testimony. They believed all the lies in the Steele dossier because they're so interested in truthful testimony. They're so interested in truthful testimony that Comey, their former director, took said he couldn't recall 230 or 40 times in the course of a single congressional hearing. They're so interested in truthful testimony that Comey's successor, after he was fired, Andrew McCabe, lied to federal investigators three times the day he was appointed to the job. That's also called obstruction of justice. They wanted to deny the motion to unseal search warrant affidavits because they, quote, contain the identifications of individuals that are subjects of the government's investigation. Don't tell me they're coming after Donald Trump and he might find out that they're after him. It would fail to protect the integrity of the FBI's investigation. The ongoing investigation again. It would reveal either explicitly or by inference the scope and direction of the government's investigation. The government has a compelling overriding interest in preserving the integrity of an ongoing criminal investigation. on the ongoing criminal investigation. I love this part too. There's just so much here in these 13 pages. It's just like a parody. It is a parody. What am I saying? It's like a parody. They don't realize it's a parody. The fact that this investigation implicates highly classified materials, you know, like those binders of photographs or the Roger Stone clemency petition, which you can find just by going online in about 30 seconds, implicates highly classified materials further underscores the need to protect the integrity of the investigation and exacerbates the potential for harm if information is disclosed to the public prematurely or improperly. See, when they say prematurely or improperly, that means everybody sees it all at once and it's all out on the public record. They want to do it the right way. They want to leak the stuff to their stenographers, to their fellow travelers, to the card-carrying Reds on the Washington Post and the New York Times. This is not me. And then they talk about the violence against FBI agents, supposedly. This is not merely a hypothetical concern given the widely reported threats made against law enforcement personnel. And then they cite a New York Times story. You know, the New York Times, which promoted the Russian collusion hoax for all those years, that promoted the Ukrainian hoax for all those months, et cetera. 844-500-4242. We will take your calls when we come back. The sun might be setting on summer, but HelloFresh helps me savor every last bite of the season with farm-fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes delivered right to my door. With over 55 items to choose from every week and options like family-friendly, fit and wholesome, and veggie, there's something to please everyone. HelloFresh allows me to cut back on trips to the grocery store and spend more time enjoying these final days of summer with a curated selection of quick breakfasts, lunches, and snacks and more from HelloFresh Market. How convenient is that? You should check out HelloFresh and just see the amazing meals that they have. And I keep coming back to my next order is going to be with Patrice's recent Firehouse Cheeseburgers with fried onions, garlic potato wedges, and creamy ranch sauce. Like a lot of dishes that they have, like involving pork or hamburger meat or even fish, you know, they put a different spin on it, and they'll give you a different outlook on how to cook something. So even if you buy something else down the road, you'll have that recipe card from HelloFresh, and you'll know how to use it, and you could just keep going back to HelloFresh and checking out new menus.
And a lot of these you can do in your kitchen. You can do out on the grill if you want. A lot of different environments where you can cook your food.
Yeah, and even if you have a vegetarian in your house or someone who's worried about high cholesterol, they got menu items for them as well. A busy fall is right around the corner, and HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking a snap. And usually, there's enough for at least four or five meals, so you have leftovers if you're in a small household. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, low prep, and easy cleanup options, are perfect for busy weeknights. Get started today at HelloFresh.com, Howie16, and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes, plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today is primary day in a number of states, including Alaska and Wyoming. The problem in Alaska is this stupid ranked choice voting, which has been such a disaster in Maine, and we dodged the bullet here in Massachusetts.
For now.
For now. You always just dodge a bullet for now. Yeah, that goes without saying, Taylor, for now.
They fire a warning shot. That's just enough time for you to get out of town.
Who would have ever thought that Massachusetts would reject ranked choice voting, but Alaska wouldn't. That was a big mistake on Alaska's part, as they may find out today. Unfortunately, Murkowski may survive, but the more interesting matchup immediately is the primary for the single congressional seat, the Republican primary in Wyoming, and it pits Liz Cheney, warmonger, and a rabid never Trumper against Harriet Hageman. And so, by all indications, Liz is going down big time in spite of her big endorsements from her dad, her warmongering dad.
Whom she brought to the polls today.
In a wheelchair or an iron lung?
No, he was standing up.
Oh, wow. And
looked terrible. Looked like he should have been in a chair.
Kevin Costner and the biggie, Al Franken. Al Franken, his endorsement means a lot in every state. I'm thinking even more in Wyoming than in most places. But anyway, she's probably going down. So, guys, one of my friends suggested this as a poll question yesterday. So, Taylor, what is the poll question?
What is Liz Cheney's next career move? Fellowship at Camelot High, a Profile in Courage Award, an 8-figure book contract, MSNBC primetime hostess, director at Murdoch's News Corporation, or Cheney for President 2024.
I know everybody on texters are going to say, why can't we vote for all of the above? Because they're all good suggestions. I'm going to say she's going to become a director at News Corp.
That is the least of the responses, 3%.
I don't think you haven't been following News Corp very well. That's where Kelly Ayotte ended up. That's where Paul Ryan ended up. That's where Rhino Republicans go to become multimillionaires.
43% say she'll be an MSNBC primetime hostess.
That's yeah. I don't think she'll be on CNN because CNN is clearing out the deadwood. You know, I mean, Jeffrey Toobin is only the first one to go. And so that's not going to happen. But anyway, any of them are good. How much did the book advance get?
Only 8%.
And at Camelot High?
5%.
Really?
Yes.
Those were some good ones, I thought. All right. 844-500-4242. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
Yes. I'd like to know if they can release the warrant to Trump, why couldn't Trump release what was on that warrant?
He doesn't have what's on there. He just has the search warrant. This is the affidavit in support of the search warrant. So they say why they thought that they needed to go in. This is what you give to the judge before he makes his decision, as if he's going to turn him down. You know, I mean, as if an Obama contributor was going to turn him down for a search warrant. But see, what they're saying is it might identify confidential informants. But, you know, I've read a lot of these affidavits, and usually they say, you know, it's a confidential human resource or confidential human source or cooperating witness or something like that. They don't usually put in the actual name of the person who tipped them off. I don't think there's any danger of that. I just don't think they have anything, or it's just so preposterous that they know it'll make them look like fools. I mean, that's the thing. Keith, here's the thing. They made up something about the nuclear document so they could leak it to their stenographers at the Washington Post. So if they had anything real, don't you think they would have leaked it out already to one of their Democrat Party organs?
You would think so, but
yeah. I think there's no question. Thanks for the call, Keith. Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Howie. I just listened to your opening, your monologue, and this is like deja vu. This is how they started the Russian collusion hoax. now they can just say, well, we won't answer. We can't answer that question. It's an open investigation.
Right. Yeah, we have to speak through our court filings, and then they call up the Washington Post and put in some BS. They just make stuff up. Or they call up Nora O'Donnell, and they just tell her, oh, we never had those documents. And then they say, we're busted. Then what happened was Trump's people put out the document saying, oh, we do have your passports. By the way, they took the passports in Palm Beach, and they said, you can come back and pick them up anytime you want at the Washington field office. How far is the Washington field office from Palm Beach? About 1,000 miles? What kind of crap is this? 844-500-4242. It is. It's deja vu all over again. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
By the way, today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Goal. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. And again, what's winning again? What of the things that people think Liz is going to do after she loses tonight?
43% say she will become MSNBC's newest primetime hostess.
Maybe she'll take the place of Rachel Maddow.
I don't know if she'll be a hostess. I think she might get a seat at the table. Maybe like a collaborative gig, a panel, a group. But I don't think she's going to be like Nicole Wallace.
You don't think she's dumb enough to be Nicole Wallace?
I think
or
that's,
Stephanie Ruhle?
I think she's a big jump.
I think she's as dumb as they are.
I think that's a big jump to have your own show.
It's not like a lot of people are watching.
You know what they should do? They should have a show of all the rhinos. They could get Liz Cheney, Bill Kristol, Jennifer Rubin, Kinzinger.
Kinzinger, by the way, went crazy last night when Nora O'Donnell reported that the FBI really didn't steal the passports. He's another liar! And then 2 minutes later. There wasn't a never mind, just nothing. Nothing. It vanished.
That's the thing.
Nobody ever apologizes for anything.
All we ask for is a little mea culpa. We give them sometimes. Sometimes you have to give them, but nobody gives them.
Yeah, shouldn't Nora O'Donnell put something out and say, I was scammed? Or just
I was scammed
or I just made it up because I figured it was true because I hate Donald Trump. And, you know, I know I've taken a big pay cut because I have no ratings, so I figured the best way to suck up to my lefty moonbat bosses here in New York was to make up some stuff about Trump. And now I've been busted.
They moved the show to New York for her, right?
Yes. Or no, they moved it to Washington for her. They moved it out. It had been in New York since the days of Douglas Edwards, since it started.
There's so many of those shows, it's hard to keep track. So many shows, so little viewers. But yeah, Howie, speaking of Liz Cheney, Breitbart did a good job of kind of compiling all the headlines that the media is putting out, trying to get us to all brace for impact about what's about to happen. I wanted to read you a few.
What, are we supposed to be shocked if she loses tonight? I mean, we would be shocked if she won.
New York Times, in Wyoming, likely end of Cheney dynasty will close a political era.
You know, 2 years ago was the Kennedy dynasty here in Massachusetts. Earlier this year, it was the Bush dynasty in Texas. Now the Cheney dynasty, smaller than the other two, but still a dynasty of sorts in Wyoming. I think this is good news.
I think we're getting a little loose with the term dynasty in 2022.
Well, there was, two generations isn't very much. With the Bushes, it was
it was
three generations.
I would say when the Bush dynasty.
And with the Kennedys, it was three generations.
With the Bush dynasty, when that ended, I think that deserves a please clap.
Yeah.
But the other ones.
No, I guess I think you're right. I mean, you know, to call it a proper dynasty, it has to be at least three generations.
I would agree. I'm glad we've set a standard. The Financial Times writes, Liz Cheney braced for primary defeat after leading.
Braced! Brace for impact.
Associated Press said Cheney braces for loss as Trump tested in Wyoming and Alaska. Politico, Cheney's next mission, keeping her anti-Trump megaphone.
No, her next mission is keeping a seven-figure annual income.
I like this one. This one's my favorite from the Washington Post. Liz Cheney's political life is likely ending and just beginning.
Just ask Claire McCaskill. She can go on and opine about the gallantry, the nobility of Garland Merrick, as Claire McCaskill calls him.
Yeah, she hasn't been on Morning Joe all that much anymore. But then again, they've got to move on to bigger and better things like Peter Strzok. So they The openings are less and less.
He's
now
warming up in the bullpen.
Yes.
Yeah. He's switched careers, you know, like Michael Jordan or Bo Jackson or Danny Ainge. You know, one of these guys who goes back and forth between his careers. And, you know, most of those guys don't ever really make the All-Star team. Well, some of them do, except Michael Jordan.
Taliban marks first year back in power, but for many Afghans, there's nothing to celebrate. The future looks bleak for the vast majority of Afghans. This is from NBC News. At least 43% of the population is living on less than one meal a day, and 97% of Afghans are expected to be living below the poverty line by the end of the year.
Let's go, Brandon.
I wanted to read you one part of this that I thought really summarized it all. It said, in one short year, the economy is now on the brink of collapse. Millions are unemployed and close to starvation. Secondary education has been banned for girls. Women are forced to cover their faces in public, and anyone opposed to the rule risks being tortured. Like how he said, this is all thanks to the botched exit from Afghanistan a year ago. It feels like it's been longer than a year because of all of the disasters that Joe Biden has had. But that one was certainly, I think, probably his worst. We'll go down in history as his worst.
Yeah, and you know, it probably has something to do with the invasion of Ukraine, because we just showed how feckless foreign policy is under Brandon.
Yeah, the ramifications for that are going to play out for a long time to come.
The ramifications, that's the way Joe pronounces ratification. He said,
I got it right though, right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Point
yeah
for me.
Ramifications, sorry, ratifications. I was writing my Brandon monthly column today, and he called corporations corporate nations.
I don't know how you
toxic
do that.
Was toctic. It was tough.
It was toctic?
It's a toctic task.
It is. First Lady Jill Biden, 71, tests positive for COVID. The president's 71-year-old wife, who is double vaxxed and boosted, returned a positive PCR test after developing cold-like symptoms. She'll be staying, I believe, at the house in Kiowa. She'll remain isolated at the house.
Taylor, we need to just play every time one of these Democrat lackeys comes down with COVID again. We need to play the cut from him from July of last year, saying if you get the vaccination, you will not get sick.
I mean, I tested negative this morning.
No, we need Jill's wife, as he calls himself sometimes, or Jill's, what does he call himself? He screws it up over and over.
He wants again to say I'm Jill's husband.
Yeah, but he says, I'm Jill's wife, I think.
But yeah, there's a lot of versions of that same joke.
Right. But anyway, we need the cut of him just saying, if you get the vaccination, you will not get COVID. He says that flatly. It's not, there's no qualifiers in that statement.
Well, just don't try to fact check him on it, because he doesn't like to be fact checked.
No. Well, the fact checkers seem to be on a lengthy summer vacation. You know, we haven't seen any of them. We didn't see any of them when he said that everybody in the country got $8,000.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
You know what I noticed about the fact checkers? A real good example is how Joe Biden said we have 0% inflation. And now the way they're fact-checking is, rather than say he's wrong about that, they say, did Joe Biden really say there was 0% inflation? It's complicated. What he was trying to say, and then they go into, you know, Karnak the Magnificent. This is
really
what he
they're
really
mind
meant.
Readers.
Yeah, they're mind readers. It's really amazing. Like, you can have the transcript from the White House where he says it, and they still say, partially false. The fact checkers are the worst of the worst. I can't stand them. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. When you don't see what you want on the lot, you can shop online and reserve your new Toyota from their incoming inventory. It's easy. Shop online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howie, there's a story out of Washington State, and I saw it, and I wasn't really going to comment on it, but then I saw a video of the woman in this story, and so I wanted to go back to it. An 80-year-old Washington State woman is banned from the YMCA after demanding that a trans employee leave the locker room. So an 80-year-old woman from Washington State was permanently banned from her local YMCA pool after demanding that a transgender employee leave the women's locker room. Now, this is the quote from Julie Jamin. I saw a man in a woman's bathing suit watching maybe four or five little girls pulling down their suits in order to use the toilet. I asked if he had privates, and he said it was none of my business. I told that man to get out right now.
If he had privates. She couldn't tell from the bathing suit. I mean, a guy's wearing a woman's bathing suit. I would think she could come to a reasonable conclusion.
But this is why I wanted to bring this up. There was a video of her today on the Daily Mail of her making a statement about this. Very respectful, well-written statement, talking about biology and, you know, why she was asking this man to leave. And she is getting booed and heckled by trans activists who are just screaming at her. I couldn't pull the audio for my show or for your show because they're cursing too much, because they're really trying to have such an honest, you know, intellectual conversation. They're just swearing.
A dialogue,
a tolerant dialogue with this 80.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We have a great deal here for a place that Grace and I both really like. It's the Follinsby Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire, on the shores of a beautiful Keyser Lake. And they have 17 unique historic guest rooms, each with a private bathroom, and it's great. It's a four-season place, and pristine Keyser Lake. You can swim in it in the summer, explore with boats and bikes. In the autumn, sit porchside and drink in the blaze of color, embracing the hills surrounding Keyser Lake. Warm up to winter using the inn's complimentary snowshoes or skate ski, or just relax by one of the fires in their lovely common areas. And guests start every Follinsby morning with an exquisite homemade hot breakfast, which is fantastic. I can speak to that directly, and so can Grace. Crafted by owner, chef, and New Orleans native Dennis Swords. While supplies last, you can purchase a two consecutive nights stay at the Follinsby Inn, a $400 value, for just $200. There's already close to half of them are gone, so they're going to go very quickly. So get yours before they sell out at HowieCarsShow.com and click on store, and you can get your cheap bastard deal to the two-night deal to the Follinsby Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. With us now is Dennis Swords, the owner-operator of the Follinsby Inn. Dennis, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction and for having me on your show.
And it's a great place. When I was there last spring, one of the other guests, a former Boston police officer, gave me a little insignia that I wear on my coat every day for the Newsmax hits. And I just had a wonderful time there, and with great people, just hanging out, having a few cocktails after coming in for the evening, and the food, the breakfast is everything Grace told me it would be, Dennis. It's just fantastic. Tell people what you can get, what you give at breakfast, what kind of food you make.
Well, it's different for guests who stay for a long time. I make it different every day. On weekends, I frequently do a hash. I do poached eggs on either a corned beef hash or a bacon cheddar hash. And the eggs will have a hollandaise sauce or a truffled sour cream sauce on them. And with those, I do angel biscuits, which are a guest favorite.
Oh, I wish I had some of that corned beef hash and those angel biscuits right now. And also, you made me a special treat. You made me some tapioca pudding, and it's so much better than that stuff Brandon and I buy at the supermarket, where we just rip off the top of it. This was real tapioca pudding. You're a great cook, Dennis.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, the guests keep asking when you're coming back. They really enjoyed your visit. That was a lot of fun that weekend.
I will definitely be back, if not sooner. I'll be back in the spring again. I just, like I said, I had a wonderful time. And Grace is a big fan, and so are her parents.
Yes, I love the Follinsby Inn. Dennis knows how big of a fan I am. My parents go. They go with their friends every year. I've been with my husband, with my sister, for a listener getaway. And I actually just ran into someone at one of our remotes who said he takes his wife every year now for their anniversary, because he heard about it on this show. And it's just a really special place. If you're someone who loves the outdoors and loves to just walk around, it's perfect for that. I mean, you can take this long walk around the lake and look at all the properties. It's really fun. The inside of the inn is so cozy, so warm. You can just, you know, play some games, do a puzzle, sit by the fire. And like Howie said, the food is excellent. Everything's delicious, whether it's the blueberry waffles, the eggs, whatever it is, but save room for the coffee and the homemade granola, because those are my two favorites every time.
And Dennis also made me some chicory coffee. That's New Orleans style coffee. You don't see it much north of the Mason-Dixon line. I wouldn't want it every day, but boy, it's good to have every once in a while. It was a real treat. The whole thing was a treat. Dennis, it's great to get up early too. And you know, when the sun is coming up, the lake is beautiful all hours of the day and night, but it's particularly nice at dawn, I think.
It is. Yeah. And you'll see, the loons out there frequently at dawn, or an otter swimming around. And this time of year, of course, the lake, it feels wonderful. It's really a comfortable temperature. Great for swimming.
It's a great place, and you're not going to be unhappy that you went there. And it's a great deal. The Follansbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire, 17 unique historic guest rooms, each with a private bathroom, and the breakfasts are amazing. And it's a nice place to go any season of the year.
And it's a really good place to go with a group of people, because if you're someone who loves activities, you can stay busy all day long outside. But if you're someone like Howie and I, who like to sit on the porch and write our columns and kind of just have a lazy day, it's perfect for that too. So it really works well for all different kinds of travelers.
Yeah, and we had a whole group of people when I was up there, all kinds of people, you know, people from New Hampshire, people from Boston, you know, political people, non-political people, everybody getting along, enjoying some drinks and relaxing in the evening, and then getting up early and having breakfast. And it's just really a fantastic place. So while supplies last, you can purchase a 2 consecutive night stay at the Follansbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. It's a $400 value for just $200. It's a great place to go for a weekend. Just a nice romantic getaway, for a wedding anniversary or anything, or it's a nice gift as well for somebody else who's having an anniversary coming up. Dennis, I look forward to getting up there again, and I know Grace does too. It's a fantastic place. We love it up there, both of us do.
Well, great. Yeah, we look forward to having both of you.
And, you know, I still, you know what my one regret about it is? I should have taken the leftover tapioca with me. I still have regrets about that. Other than that, it was a perfect weekend. Next time I will take it with me when I leave.
Even Joe Biden would have remembered that.
Oh, man, Joe Biden, he'd forget about South Carolina and Rehoboth Beach. He'd be up at North Sutton if he knew what kind of homemade tapioca pudding you make. All right, get the HowieCarrShow.com and get the cheap bastard deal with the Follansbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. I'm Howie Carr.